Welcome to GamerCast episode 23, brought to you by Bubble Man's American Training Accent Center.
And for all those who don't understand Americans, this is it translated for you.
Welcome to GamerCast episode 23, brought to you by Bob Man's American Accent Training Center. No refunds within 30 days, and results may vary. Mild side effects include baldness, vomiting, extreme weight gain, and unusual hand spasms.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
Welcome to episode
23.
GamerCast.
Well, hey,
indeed. Completing like that. Can we do that again?
No, we're not doing that again.
Okay.
Sorry.
And on with the show.
Did we get any letters?
Don't know, I didn't look.
Let's have a look. Letters.
We are organised today.
We are well organised.
We spent an hour putting together our introduction and we don't even bother looking
today
for letters.
The introduction rules, you know.
Did they all hear it then?
Hmm?
Did they hear it, the people that are listening?
Yeah, they heard me play it. Letters. We had one from Catherine, one from Adam.
I was posting.
One from Catherine again.
I was basically talking about Chibi Robot. Catherine was saying that she's managed to get hold of a Japanese copy and said it's really good, so that might be my next purchase for the GameCube before I end up buying stuff when I get my nice Revolution.
Ping! Exciting.
Exciting indeed. Apart from that, not many people have said much, have they?
Right, so Bob Man says a load of stuff. I will never like Oblivion and you can't make me.
No, but
I think we should employ our Scottish friend here to change his mind.
Angry man! I'll get you in my caper! And a wee haggis! Arr, growler!
That's a fine hat.
It is a fine hat.
I can't understand you, man!
I just didn't hear the poor!
Right. He says, it's true I hate consoles, but what has that got to do with Blazing Angel? So I play it on my PC, blah, 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 blah. Combat Flight Simulator 3.
Yeah, like we said before, Blazing Angels is...
Why am I repeating myself?
Yeah.
It's a crap game.
For this moment, please revert back to our previous episode. So the previous episode or the episode before?
I don't bloody know.
It was the last one.
It was the last one, yeah, the last one. Combat Flight Simulator, or...
The last episode was the one I forgot we were doing.
Yeah. Where you forgot what day it was. You thought it was Saturday, and a couple of days ago I was in Thursday when it was really Friday.
Well, usually I don't work on Friday, and because Friday was a bank holiday, it seemed more like a Saturday, and it was like, you know, threw my week up.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Christians for you with their fucking Easter crap.
Easter!
Don't do that. Do you know what, how bad that sounds?
I'm slapping my legs because I've got shorts on today. Hairy leg, man. Don't you dare pull my hairs out my legs, Stu. I'll have a bowl patch. Right, so on with the show. Show notes.
They're under here.
Thank you very much. So, as Paul has to announce,
Adam is fired from GamerCast and he's been replaced with a talking American.
Who talks less, speaks, talks less and speaks more. Yeah.
That's it, I'm going home.
I quit. Right, so Command and Conquer 3 Tiberian Wars. Is it Tiberian Wars?
Yeah, man, this is good, yeah. Let's get some of our Tiberian flowing. Yeah, so they've announced Command and Conquer 3. They've not released any screenshots or any information on it other than it's Command and Conquer.
So
we will probably have to wait until E3 to actually get some proper information on it. So check out a show in May when we may or may not talk about it.
Yeah, I must say it's going to be really interesting to start doing the show when we get...
When there's actually some fucking stuff to talk about.
E3.
Instead of me having to employ him to make weird noises.
You don't pay me. I've just got nothing better to do.
Are you telling me Adam took the 100 quid from last week?
Adam, I'm going to take that out of your ass and stop.
What did I tell you about that?
Okay, everybody who listens to an iTunes, I apologise. That's my fault. I'm an angry Scotsman.
Well, it's not that. They boot us off.
Don't boot us off. We love you.
We love Apple. We love Apple. They're really nice.
Apple are great because now,
apart from when they suck, which is 24/7,
apples will never crash ever again because they can take magical, magical medicine called Windows. put a window inside of an apple. That sounds
what
really
the fuck
weird.
Are you talking about?
If someone doesn't know what this is and just randomly clicked on us and I'm there.
It's not a Ken Kutaragi. Oh, Emotion Engine has fluffy bunnies. Oh.
Put a window inside an apple. I've got images of an apple with a little window so you can see inside. Look, there's pits.
Did you take your pills today?
No. Too much Pepsi. So Command & Conquer 3.
Don't buy me a drink again.
Command & Conquer 3. From like what you're saying, it looks like we might be going
back to... It's a follow-on from Command & Conquer in that it's the Global Defense Initiative versus the Brotherhood of Nord.
Yeah, so we're
instead of the stupid sidetrack with Red Alert and Generals. I mean, you know, Red Alert, you could get away with it because Kane was in Red Alert.
Yeah, but Generals just seemed like...
Just seemed like a game which used the name.
Mm. But then you have to remember the little logo that's at the bottom. You know, that dreaded thing you like hate saying?
EA.
It's stuck on the box! There's some soap and washing
it
up.
It wouldn't be so bad, but every fucking box... I mean, look at all the spines of the EA ones. You can see the EA ones because they're all plain white spines. They're absolutely boring. And they've all got the fucking EA logo on them. You know, hire some fucking box designers.
I wonder if they'll ever go back to stop calling it EA and go back to calling it Electronic Arts.
I wish Electronic Arts sounds a lot more classy than EA.
Mm, more computer, you know.
But I guess it sounds more nerdy. You know, only nerds like electronic stuff and aren't.
Mm.
Is that why you got so many of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks like we're going back to the roots of Command & Conquer, which I can understand.
Which they're going to fucking ruin. You know, it was EA that destroyed Tiberian Sun.
Yeah.
The glorious Tiberian Sun. Then EA bought them out a year before it came out, and it sucked. All the stuff was cut out. You know, waypointing barely worked. The AI was shit.
So this might be another, because of all the other games that have been coming out lately, them taking on the RTS format, maybe they're coming back to try and bring it back to what
bring
it was.
Bring all the hardcore nerds who were, you know, 12 at the time and loved Manny Hall, especially, you know, spending 50 quid a month on going down to, you know, cyber cafes to play it over the network all the time.
Yeah. The fact that they did that box set release of every Command & Conquer game.
And then they released another one, so it's not a complete box set. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's...
Command & Conquer First Decay. Half the games barely work on Windows XP. Mm. Have you actually tried playing Command & Conquer 1 or Red Alert 1 on Windows XP?
No.
Well, the developers, in their infinite wisdom, actually, the speed of the game is dependent on your CPU. Now, if you cast your mind back to 386s, a lot of 386 games ran really fast on a 486 CPU because they were poorly programmed. They used like the CPU frequency to determine how fast they ran rather than time.
Yeah.
So if you try running Red Alert or Command & Conquer on XP, well, on any modern thing, it runs at like 2,000 miles an hour.
Game over. Hit start and all of a sudden you're there and you're trying to click on this little moving fast digger going all over the place, and then the opposite base does just boom, nuke, bang, you're dead. Before you can even move the mouse.
Sloppy development. Considering they developed that in 94, you know, people already learned their lesson from the 486 not to fucking do that.
Yeah. Slap your wrist, young man.
And let's not even talk about how crap Tiberian Sun and Red Alert 2 were software-wise. You know, if you had 98, remember it would sometimes say when you're booting 98, changing some system settings when you boot it up, just on one of the screens.
Yeah.
If you installed one of those games, it did it all the time.
I hated 98. I'm so glad I only spent so much time with it.
What's wrong with 98?
I felt like it crashed more than 95.
Nah, your hardware's shit.
It was my crap laptop.
Yeah, crap. Right. Also released lately, getting back onto the show notes for a change, Flight Simulator 10. I've put some screenshots up on my blog, which you can find linked to on gamercast.net, and it looks stunning. It's got loads of new stuff, new water effects, a whole new terrain system. It's actually coming on DVD this time, instead
finally.
Of four CDs, like 2004s, so they can cram loads of extra data on there without pissing me off by swapping discs. And it's got birds flying around in the sky. The terrain system, like I said, you know, autogen. It would randomly throw down trees, houses, whatever, all over the place. Well, now it all like lines up with roads and it all looks really nice.
That's good, because I must admit, from the pictures, it just had that sense. I like Flight Simulator, and from playing the first one I had for 95 on my dad's PC, that was really cool, because you had blocks coming out simulating where a building should be and stuff like that. And then when they try to get a bit more realistic, it just looked like someone had taken a photograph of the floor and put it on, but it still had that flatness. It felt like when you landed, you felt like you were in the middle of nowhere. Mm. Where the pictures I've seen on the blog, it just looks like...
Well, they introduced autogen with 2002, I think, and it really made the world seem alive, because it put stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Before, it was only stuff in specific places. So
yeah, where you were
in the major cities with landmarks, they would manually put those landmarks in. Mm. But the rest of the world would be like completely void of anything. But autogen with 2002 really helped a lot, and the new stuff, you know, it really looks realistic now.
Because that's the thing about flying, it's not just flying an aircraft and stuff like that, it's the fact that if you were doing it for real life, it's all that scenery that you can see which you wouldn't be able to see anywhere else, being in a plane and being able
to
have that.
One of my favourite flight simulator moments was actually driving along the floor of my plane, following the roads from Yeovil down to Weymouth.
Yeah.
And you know the really, you know, sharp hairpin turn?
Yes, another one, yeah.
That's in Flight Simulator.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, that's cool. Remember that? We were going around, I was showing Louise how to get around that.
He was going around until he went off the cliff.
That is,
and that's
awful.
Why you jumped out near the Esso garage. I see.
I must say, that is an awful corner to go around if you've got a coach coming around with loads of orbiters, because it takes up half the room and you have to, you know, put yourself in the hedge going around. But yeah, I must admit, from the pictures, I love the fact that because they've got the water generator looking
so, it's
so
got,
nice.
Yeah, but whatever. It's got way more roads, because before it only had main roads. Now it's got crap loads of roads.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they've taken all the MSN map data and chucked that into Flight Simulator or what.
Yeah.
Which would be really cool, because then, you know, wow, that's the street I live on.
Yeah.
And I just crashed a 747 into it. Woot!
Afghanistan, baby!
Well, speaking of that, I actually did some tests, because as Microsoft claimed, Flight Simulator is as real as it gets. So I was doing some tests in 2004, because there's been a lot of hoo-ha over the Pentagon thing, with some people thinking it was a missile and things like that. So I've determined it wasn't a plane in Flight Simulator, because I, you know, went down in my, you know, Boeing whatever it was, and it didn't crash at all. It went straight through the building. So it couldn't have been a plane that hit it. It must have been a missile.
Oh,
it just went straight through, man.
I had that when I tried to... I landed a Cessna.
I should really change the realism settings a bit.
Yeah, I landed a Cessna on the Golden Gate Bridge, and I was a bit worried that it wouldn't exist. Landed on it, it was absolutely fine. And I didn't think to turn around. I thought, oh, I can't actually turn around and try and take off. I'll just keep going and go down onto the road, then take off.
Patches.
And then as soon as I got onto the bit, the...
Slopey bit.
Slopey bits, it just fell straight off. But yeah, it's looking good. I'm liking the fact they had got a picture of a seaplane.
I'm liking the fact that it's got birds and stuff.
Yeah, it's
having, you know, stuff, you know, it makes it feel much more real. Because they introduced planes, other planes in the sky with, it was 2002 or 2004, which really made it feel a lot better. Because, you know, you're going along, hey, that's another plane there. And, you know, you could hear all the other planes talking on the traffic control, which is cool.
Because it gives another aspect.
This is Osama bin Laden flying Boeing 747.
I'm coming to get you. Who was it, you that found that picture of... Bin Laden's...
Oh yeah, his niece.
His niece. In a paper.
In
posing.
In underwear.
Crazy shit, it's crazy. But yeah, no, it's...
Would you expect
good.
Saudi billionaires? They're all posing in their...
What, bikinis?
Yeah.
Just imagine the summer there.
Right, so next to the news...
well, she lives in America, doesn't she?
No, she's in the UK.
Really?
His wife lives in the UK as well.
Yeah, crazy, how many of them?
Well, Richard Reid used to hang around in Speaker's Corner in London.
Because loads of Bin Laden's lot go to... where is it?
Pointy Hand Place?
Where my ex-girlfriend used to live.
A mosque.
Where you used to go, where your ex-girlfriend went to school.
Griffin?
Yeah, where is that place called?
Sherborne.
Sherborne, thank you. They quite a few of his relatives actually went to Sherborne.
Mm.
Amelia was telling me about it. Crazy. But we're getting off topic. Right.
No, we're not.
Some other news. Found on the net.
Did you hear about Redcast? I was going to do a political podcast.
Yeah?
So I'm now hijacking Gamercast. Because well, that way I get the listeners.
You can have your little section. This section is Redcast.
Sponsored by Red Bull.
Okay.
Okay, right. You were going to talk about stuff.
Yeah. Basically,
Metal Gear Solid is really blah, 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 blah. Right. End of the show. Goodbye.
Found a video for people talking about E3. It was an electronics show. Nintendo was there.
Electronic Entertainment Expo. Words to that effect.
Some good news about Nintendo. They were showing off their bits and bobs. They were showing off the new Mario game.
Bits and bobs? What have I told you?
They were showing off the new Nintendo lights so people could have a play with them. And they also had an actual proper console for the Revolution sat in a glass cabinet so people could have a look at it up close and stuff. One of the executives was talking about E3 2006, and they announced that at E3 they will be announcing the date. Thank you. Announcing the date for.
Don't drink and talk at the same time.
Yeah. So. They were talking about the Nintendo DS Lite. They will be announcing when that's going to be coming out for America and Europe at E3, as well as going into a bit more with some of their games for the DS, as well as the Nintendo Revolution. They're going to be announcing something, basically. They won't say what it is.
They're going to announce something.
Yeah, they're going to announce something.
There's at least my flipping crappy press release for Command & Conquer 3 actually had the name of it. This is EA. We are going to announce something.
Let me finish. Basically, it is a part of the console, something that it does that no one knows about. It's nothing that's been released to the general public. So this is something groovy that it does, and no one knows about it. So they'll be released.
It's got wheels, and you can drive it around remote control cars.
Some rocket control. You can make your revolution and go make a cup of tea. Yeah, so we're announcing that, and also they will be showing bits from all the release games, near enough completed versions of it. So that's going to be nice as well. So it means E3, we're going to be seeing what is actually going to be coming out on the Revolution.
We're actually
going to
see something.
Exactly, which is going to be good. So, yeah, that's good.
Darth Vader, only you could be so bold.
Who the hell are you?
The Imperial Senate will not sue for this. When they hear you've attacked the...
I don't give interviews, and I'm no longer a public figure. I just want to be left alone. I don't do causes anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You're from the 60s. There's no place for you here in the future. Get back where you still can. Back to the 60s.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
You see, that's the kind of crap people always try to lay on me. Now she is my only link to finding their secret base.
She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
Refreshing.
The Death Star plans are not in the main computer.
May I have the box? Give me the box. Are we done here?
We intercepted no transmission. This is a consular ship. We're on a diplomatic mission.
What? It's not a car dealership, pal. Now the box. Tahiti is not in Europe. I'm going to be sick.
Lord Vader, battle station plans are not aboard this ship, and no transmissions were made.
So what?
An escape pod was jettisoned during the fighting. No life forms were aboard.
Oh, this is ridiculous. We are the United States government. We don't do that sort of thing. I will not do this. No!
Yes, sir.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I'm so pissed off.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
Oh, God.
It must be a decoy, sir. Several of the escape pods have been jettisoned.
Did you find any droids?
No, sir. If there were any on board, they must also have jettisoned.
Oh, my God. It's not my fault, wouldn't they catch with your father?
Yes, sir.
That's not important, is it? What's really important is that none of this ever happened. I'm going to be sick.
Now, you really pissed me off. I'm gonna beat you with a crowbar until you go away.
What the hell is that?
How about this? He's lobbed off! Now get the hell out of here!
I have you now.
Hey,
it's funny every time I listen to that. You can find a link to that on my blog, which you can find a link to my blog through Paul's blog from a link from GamerCat that way. So
what have I told you?
Down boy. But yeah, go to GamerCast.net, get a link to Paul's blog, then a link to my blog, and it's
there isn't a link to your blog on my blog.
Isn't there?
Just go to blogs.thesmirnoff.net/Adam.
Yes, to my blog. And watch it, it's absolutely hilarious. It was some random video I found. And
we thought we should steal it and put it on GamerCast.
Because it just makes you want to lose bladder control.
Because it is funny.
Funny. So yeah. Funny.
If we talk like this all day.
If we talk like this, people will give us money to do the show. Right, can I have the show notes back again?
I can't remember what I'm doing.
Right, another game.
You've got it all written down on your crappy palm thing.
Yeah, my palm. I've got it written on my palm.
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 Racker.
Gone a bit retro. Got one of my old games out for the...
He realised that the Meg Drive is the best console ever released. Despite what all those Nintendo fanboys say.
So I got out...
crappy... whatever it is.
So I got out my Nintendo Game Boy.
I thought you said Nintendo Mega Drive then. I was like, what's wrong?
Nintendo GameCube.
And that too.
Yeah, fool.
I was trying to save it there. You ruined it. I was trying to save my ignorance of the fact that I said the wrong word.
Save your ignorance?
Yeah, I have ignorance. A little bit of ignorance. It's stuck on the back of my head. Yeah, I've basically...
No, it's pizza. It's been on there for about 2 weeks.
I thought you were going to say burp then.
Bird poo! What have I told you?
basically, I've been playing.
I've been playing Bird Poo Bomber.
He's got the claws of the pigeon, double poop attack.
We're going in full throttle. That'll keep those pigeons off
our
ass.
There's two simple options. One, you either use bird poo, or you use, like, you blow loads of birds up and you get all the.
Guts.
Oh, it's like that bit in Madagascar where there's two monkeys, he says, if you have any poo now, throw it.
What have I told you? Get on with it. I don't have all day.
They've gone back and started playing Phantasy Star Online Episode 1 and 2 for the GameCube.
And Wester. No, we're not talking about Star Wars.
No, this is Phantasy Star Online, which has been a great save.
Oh my god, Phantasy Star Wars.
I've got Stew into it as well.
Darth Vader can be an elf.
Look at me with my mage's powers.
My big lightsaber, humongous sword that's about the size of my suit.
What?
It is. I've got a sword, and it's like as tall as my character. It's wicked.
Okay.
It makes a noise as well, doesn't it? You've got one.
I know.
Great. But yeah.
But he doesn't make up all this weird crap about it.
No, I did it just in front of myself in the mirror when I'm in the shower.
Well, that's cool, man.
It is quite.
You're doing it in public to 10 million people.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Buy it. It rocks.
Yeah,
you can find it.
It is really good. It's hard to get hold of. Get hold of it new is near enough impossible in most places. Getting it pre-owned, definitely would advise to try and get one in as good condition as possible. If you have any inkling of wanting to spend the money to buy Hunter's license so that you can play it online with everyone else, make sure that you get a pre-owned copy that's got a manual. If you don't have the manual, you won't be able to register that copy online. But the good thing about it is it's a massive multiplayer game that is single player. You can play it by yourself in the same world doing exact same stuff, or you can have up to four players simultaneously just running around attacking each other. It's got that sci-fi fantasy sort of thing. There is elves, there are android robots, you're humans, and you've got three areas. You've got hunters, which are close combat using kind of like ripped off lightsabers and humongous battle swords that have lightsaber edges and
broadswords
and loads of different
daggers,
bow staffs. We've seen
sickles.
We've seen chainsaw
gun thingy.
Yeah.
Chainsaws in Oblivion. How cool would that be?
You can't stay away from the Microsoft stuff at all, can you?
No, it's Oblivion. It's got nothing to do with Microsoft.
It's on Xbox.
As well as that, you've got the Rangers, which are more long-range attacks. So you've got
San Diego, San Andreas was moaning about Rangers in that. The Rangers, because all the characters in the Elder Scrolls have always had a limited magic ability, no matter what you are.
Yeah.
You've always had, you know, a magic power associated with your race.
Yeah.
He's fucking whinging on about Rangers shouldn't have any magic at all, blah 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 blah. And it's like, fuck off.
He really
you know who San Diego is, right?
He's
San Diego, San Andreas.
He should go find a small
his
cave.
His real name.
He should go find a small cave.
No, it's Diego something. Diego Sanchez or something.
Dude, you're at the back of the line when they were giving out names.
And faces and attitude and intelligence.
He's about this tall.
Bold. Glasses.
He's from up north somewhere. And he's not that far north.
That's all.
That's
bad.
What ain't there,
and
isn't
yet,
it?
And
the
yet
middle,
his name,
the middle north.
And yet his name is Diego Sanchez.
And he follows you around the store trying to talk to you while you're trying to work. You know, you're trying to serve customers and he stands there waiting for you to get a gap in customers. Then he'll start talking to you.
He was actually talking to me yesterday. I managed to escape after about half
an
hour.
Is he in town?
What do you mean, is he in town?
But you said he lived up north.
That's
he
where he comes
from. Up north.
He lives in
he lives here.
He lives
we have to
Yodel.
Put up with him.
Continuously comes in. I had to put up with the whole time I've worked at game. Drives me up the blooming wall.
Diego Sanchez, man. That's what we call him. Diego Sanin, whatever it was.
Maybe we continue with the Fantasy
yeah.
Star.
Back to Fantasy Star. So you've got your Rangers, which are...
Anyway,
rifles,
this San Diego bloke.
Sniper rifles. And then you've got your Force area, which are your mages, which... basically I've got magical powers, healing
netball
with a rod or a magical
cane
stick
big stick with a big
no,
nail
no.
on the end.
Some of the weapons are called sticks, some
just
of the
pick
weapons
a tree
are called
up.
Rods, canes, and you know it's pretty cool, but apart from that it has the kind of Final
it's a
Fantasy,
game that
Final
is
Fantasy.
Good and you should buy.
Yes, very good,
very playable. We sit and play it for like 6 hours straight as we did.
Yeah, the levels are extremely long. But the good thing about it, you get these things called telepipes that allow you to warp back to the main spaceship so you can go back to the shops, recharge yourself, go into the medical center and get healed up, and go to the bank and get some more money out of your bank so you can go buy a bigger gun because you don't have anything to kill this thing. So it is a really good retro game. You want to go old school. The graphics are good enough to enjoy. You know, they were great for their time, but they still look good, especially on the GameCube.
Stuff, graphics, playability.
Yeah, the playability is simple and easy to use. You know,
that's why I like it.
So, no, it's pretty good. as well, while I was going into my serious Fantasy Star Online craze, I went on.
It was Metal Gear Solid last week, now it's Fantasy Star Online.
I like to keep it up, changing it all the time. Basically, I found, completely under my nose, coming out on PC and the Xbox 360.
What was that?
Yeah, that
word. Codename for PS2.
Yeah, the
Only I'm allowed to say the word.
What, PS2?
Get up.
Fantasy Star Universe, which will be coming out at the end of this year. You can find the trailers and screenshots on the net.
Is it a good game?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
With Diego Sanchez like here?
I hope not. I hope he never plays it. I hope he never finds out the damn thing's coming out, because it is...
Oh god, the guy was moaning because he didn't have a 60Hz TV. He had to buy one for Oblivion.
He doesn't own one. The guy should go live in a cave. Then we can blow it up.
Bin Laden style.
Yeah. So.
Bin Laden in all his caves made by the British last week. Here you go, mate. Have this cave. The Americans won't find it.
Right, so found on the website. So
the Americans come in with their planes and blow their own troops up.
So
I thought it was an Iraqi flag.
Oh, it's the last ding. You finished? Right, I'm gonna read out this bit. Fantasy Star Universe delivers a rich
Islamic universe,
evolving world, which provides hours of entertainment, both online and offline RPG.
You get to build a Christian fortress and send the Christian missionaries out to tame the world.
Basically, they've changed
something. And then you get to play a first-person shooter with a shotgun and blow them all down.
Can I just do this bit and then we can talk about crap? Basically, they've changed it from the online one where you can play single-player and do whatever
grumpy.
You want. The single-player section allows you to embark on an offline quest with a sim... Oh, my screen went off then. Okay. Yes, I know Palmer's crap.
Well, I'll let you off because if you set the timer for like a minute, then you know.
A 17-year-old boy where you go off to try and save your sister.
17-year-old boy?
Basically, it's just one character that you can play as and you go off. But it does look quite good. One aspect that they've changed to it is the fact that you can have vehicles on it now.
The Warthog.
So, that's been changed.
Oh my god, the Warthog plus Lord of the Rings.
It's still got the same feel as all of the other ones, so any Phantasy Star Online fans will be able to sink straight into this game. As well as the fact that it's got the online capabilities where you can create your own character, you know, yada yada yada. It looks absolutely amazing. If anybody can find my blog by the end of the week, I will have, or by the end of tonight probably, I will have some links to a video or such of it, so you can have a look for it.
Good,
for
I can have a look at it.
It does look my sort of game. It's very Japanese anime sort of thing, but
yeah,
it does rock. So yeah,
Lord of the Rings plus Dragon Ball Z.
That would be wicked orcs with like deadly pointing fingers.
Exactly. So yes.
Right. For the last, it was either last week or the week before, we were talking about Ant Simulator.
Yeah, Ant Simulator.
And I did a bit of research.
Yeah.
There was a game called Sim Ant, developed by Maxis.
Really?
Yeah. Sim Ant.
So what happened? Was that pre...
It was pre... It was a DOS game.
Right.
It was quite old then.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. I was watching this thing where they were... what was it? It was the robot section of the Matrix box set. Because they've got the extra DVDs about...
Robocop, that's a cool thing.
themes from the film. And they're reality, and they were talking about robots by the fact that
Robocop versus Neo.
Every single robot that gets created, they pretty much just look different, but they do the same thing. Oh, it can walk, and it can negotiate objects and stuff like that. And they had this idea. They said, really, we want to go back and start making insect robots that have limited brain power and do just simple jobs, and then evolve them slowly as an AI. It's quite cool. But no, it just reminded me of that, to the fact that it would be really cool to have loads of robotic ants.
A robot ant. Remote control.
Yeah. What is with your remote controls today? You just like doing something.
How cool would that be? You have your computer and it sends out like a wireless.
Here we go. If someone's annoying you, you send your computer out on your
ants.
Robot.
You have a swarm of robot ants, like 1,000 going out, and off they go.
So anyway, I just wanted to add that to the show because we were on about it the other day.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I really want someone to make an ant sim game.
Later. To actually make it playable, what?
Yeah, something just... Well, remember last time I was on about... It'd be quite cool if you had it, you know, like I was on about the bouncing sheep that you get on your monitor. That you actually had an ant infestation and they all came out of this file and they start going around.
Oh, yeah.
And you find them God knows where. So you look around your computer and you just find the infestation and all these tiny little ants moving around your desktop and stuff. Not I'm saying that they would wreck it everything. I
it would be a cool visual thing to have 80% of your CPU wasted by having all these little dudes marching around your desktop.
But yeah, it would be quite nice if you had a proper Sims-style game.
I like simulators. I like, you know, especially there are some really cool videos of the Andromeda Galaxy and Milky Way merger thing. And I really like computer simulations like that.
Yeah,
so having ants and, well, bees are cool as well. Everyone likes a bee. You know,
yeah,
these little
the whole,
round, cute things with big eyes
whole,
and nice, friendly smiles.
The whole colony thing. So
the bastard stings you.
So you have a whole computer program for the AI of the colony.
The Simpsons episode where Homer has the sugar and all the bees come.
Oh, yeah.
And then they start attacking him and says, they're defending themselves somehow. And he's got a bee on his, like, his eye.
Oh, dear God. Sugar Man.
I did that
The English man stealing some sugar for his tea.
And I'd do it again in an instant. Hello.
I just remember the time when I got I got stung by a wasp, but it didn't sting me. I got it. It was whizzing around my head, and I went like that to hit it, and it disappeared and went like that, and it was stuck in the end of my finger, and then it fell off, and I just ended up with a thorn and then the bag of venom, and it was just pulsating, and I'm watching it just injecting all this venom, and I had to flick it out. Awful. It was when I was at school.
Ew!
A hell of a shot to end up getting it stuck on my finger when I swiped it.
He was at it for about 2 hours trying to get this thing away.
Next time we'll do it with some killer bees.
Killer bees! Yeah. But yeah, as I was saying, it'd be quite cool if you had a program that created the AI for... Stop making funny faces at me when I'm talking. I can't keep face straight.
Straight? What was that one you said yesterday? You said something so stupid yesterday. You said it backwards, completely arse over tit.
Yeah, it's the joy of being dyslexic. Sometimes you'll think a sentence...
I'll stop making excuses.
And the words come out the wrong way around. It doesn't happen that often, but just sometimes I'll... You know, you want to say, I want to climb a tree, and you'll go, I want a tree to climb.
Okay.
It happens.
So well, stop looking at me like that. Ah! Catmer, he's coming on to me.
What have I told you?
Language, Timothy. Wash your mouth out with soap and water. And killer bees! Yeah, so...
So that's the show notes done, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it for
so
the show.
So unless he wants to come on to me again and then try and blame me...
He's offering you sweets. Run! No, have a sweet.
No.
Oh.
You don't like Murray Mints.
What are they?
They're... A Murray Mint. Do you want to know what it is?
Well, I know the description of the mint describes it as a mint, but what does the Murray mean?
It's made from 100% Murray Walker.
Blended or chopped up and souffled? Yeah, that's pretty much it for the show. I hope you enjoyed our opening sequence. Is it? Or have we got anything else to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
What have you got to talk about?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Apart from, if you don't buy Phantasy Star Online, I'm going to come and get you with a caber and a haggis.
Indeed.
Wearing a fine hat.
And my kilt. With my face painted blue. Showing me arse. Anyway.
Anyway, Adam, what do you want to talk about?
How long have we been...
I don't know, we've been recording for like 3 hours and 54 minutes according to that.
The longest show ever.
Freaking hell, oh my god. It's already tomorrow. Yeah, I made you look.
It hasn't even been 3 hours.
No, it hasn't. It's like 5 to 8. It's like 2 hours, if that. Yeah. You forgot to move your watch back.
No. Like, 3 weeks you've been on the wrong time.
I was just guessing.
You were just guessing. That's
been 3 hours since I left my PC to come to do this. Fair enough, I had to drive all the way to pick you up and then drive all the way here. Adam's Taxis. Brought to you by Gamercast / Adam's Taxi / No, you're not going in my car.
Okay. Carman. Helicopter Carman.
Now stop now.
No, carry on.
Yeah, we're dragging for time we don't need. What else do we want to talk about? Adam is fired. Let's talk about that. What would you do with that? I am not gay. I like the ladies.
I love women.
Manly.
Are we done or not?
Yeah, I'm done. I was trying to end the show. So, please leave your feedback. Please. Because everyone's gone quiet since I told them off for leaving crap on the...
Yeah, everyone ignore Adam. And post whatever you want on the blog.
Yeah, and we'll whinge about it in the show, and then you can carry on posting shit on the things. And anybody that listens to us who has never, ever, ever, ever posted a single thing, please post. We don't care what you're going to say. Even
yeah,
if you just
we've
say,
got your IP address from downloading the show. If you don't fucking post, we're going to come and get you.
Yeah, you'll be like that scene out of Jane Silent Bob. We'll
with
win
cabers and haggis.
We'll win lots of money, and we'll get plane tickets to go around the entire world and turn up at your doorstep. We'll go, are you the IP address of 10? Yes.
What the fuck is an IP address?
Look, this is a very large thick manual that explains IP address. WHOP! Yeah, so please leave some feedback. I like reading it.
The blog is at gamercast.net.
Leave me feedback.
Yeah.
Where can insult the Scots, man.
Where can we leave you feedback to?
On your site.
Funny, you went and blah.
With Uffy and Ogres.
Yeah, Jamaican man, what about Goomba?
Welcome to Mother Russia.
Umbungo.
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 Did you play Simon the Sorcerer 2?
What, when I was a kid?
Well, did you play it ever?
I've never heard of it.
I have. Not all of it, no.
There was a guy in the game called Umbungo.
Maybe that's slightly racist. Stereotypical.
Did you ever open up an Umbungo and pour it out just to see what it looked like?
It's purple.
Yeah, but it just had this really... Because they always drink it out there and you can see it coming through the straw, but I had one opened up specifically just so I could have it.
He can't drink for a straw, he has to put
one down. Yeah, straws are evil. Straws kill you.
Soda cheese, no, what was it, salt and vinegar crisps?
Salt and vinegar. I shall kill you with a packet of salt and vinegar.
Are we done now?
Yeah, so leave...
Have you finished letting me distract us?
Yeah. So, we portalforums.net
is the forums where you can talk about stuff.
About the show or anything else. I must admit, there have been some things with that Michael guy or whatever he's called. He's been trying to reorganize our show and say, trying to organize the structure to
it. I've not been reading it.
So
yeah, leave us feedback. I'm not going to read it.
Although you posted on it then. Later on, when people started, they verged off. He was trying to organise the show, and they verged off onto something about Bobman, and then they went on to something completely different. And then someone said, "Yeah, just wait for it. Paul's going to leave a comment," and then your comment came on, ripped the crap out of everybody, and they left again. And then they just finished. And I was like, "Oh, so far off the point, it couldn't be helped." But it was funny to read. So yeah, so people leave feedback and stuff. And also, yes, another thing I would like to mention.
So we're going back to the show notes now.
No, one thing I would like
to
mention.
We're doing a complete 180 and going back to the show. We've been ending this show for the last half hour. We're not very good at ending shows, are we?
If...
You know, you let me distract you so easily.
If anybody can find anything on the internet they'd like to share with us for us to just randomly shove in the show for a laugh, like the Princess Leia and Darth Vader thing that we found.
Aren't we going to do the Thundercats thing?
Do you want to do the Thundercats thing?
Yeah, should we do the Thundercats thing? Get the Thundercats thing. I found this on the net and gave it to Stu to put on his mobile phone, and it is absolutely hilarious. So,
and this is really going to be the last thing we're going
to
do on
this
the show.
Is the last thing. So we want things like this. We want you to send us links to stuff you found like this, and we'll probably put it in the show. Okay, hit it.
Shut up now.
Yeah.
You've got to snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck! I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?
Oh, Lion-O! We're not...
What's the matter, Snarf?
I got a cold.
It's when Wily Cat and Kid are pretending to be the most helpful that they're dropping their pens on the thing while I'm talking?
And keep your foot off that blasted Samoflange.
What the fuck is a Samoflange?
I have to do that again.
I'm going to put this one right between her pretty...
That's the line of the show right here. Let's find the mega condenser. I'm saying that too fast. Let's find the mega condenser. Still going too fast.
What's wrong, Lion-O?
Oh, fuck, here it is again.
What's here again?
That thing, that mega thing.
Want me to say it?
Yes! Thunder! 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 Thundercats! I'm going too high.
Motherfucker!
Fucking god, yeah!
Shut the fuck up! Get over here, bitch!
Ah! Damn!
Let out the fucking plate, boys!
Come here, motherfucker.
That is absolutely amazing.
So yes, the Thundercats are cool.
Thundercats rule!
Indeed.
Yes. So, yeah.
So now I'm going to shut Adam up and close the show. Feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net. It can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. If you want to talk about games or whatever, you can go to portforums.net and talk about them on there.
Rock and roll, people. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And this was Gamercast. Later.